This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
When Allah Azza wa Jal addressed the issue of Laylatul Qadr in the Quran, He never mentioned anything about when it is. Rather, the focus was on what it is about. Allah Azza wa Jal, He said, وَمَا أَدْرَاكَ مَا لَيْلَةُ الْقَدْرِ. What will give you any clue as to what Laylatul Qadr is all about? Allah did not say, وَمَا أَدْرَاكَ مَتَى لَيْلَةُ الْقَدْرِ. What will give you any clue as to when Laylatul Qadr is? Allah Azza wa Jal, when He spoke about Laylatul Qadr, He highlighted and He emphasized the what aspect. What is this night about? Allah emphasized the importance and the virtue of this night. And He did not speak anything in the Quran about when this night is about. And you know, why is this important? Because when you know how huge this night is, when you focus on the what aspect, what is this night about? How important is it? How significant it is? When you focus about what happens during this night, then that's enough for you to take the entire 10 nights seriously. As opposed to the person who is concerned with the when aspect. The one who is concerned about when Laylatul Qadr is, such a person, his emotions are up and down. You know what that means? Meaning when it's an odd night, he's motivated to worship. When it's an even night, he's demotivated. If someone tells him, I saw a dream that Laylatul Qadr was last night, he's shattered and he doesn't put that much effort anymore, and he allows the month to finish and probably next year I'll make it. This is what happens when you focus on when Laylatul Qadr is. My brothers and sisters in Islam, when Allah addressed the issue of Laylatul Qadr, He addressed the what issue. What is it about? Not the when aspect. Forget the when. Forget it. Concentrate on what it's about. When you know how huge this night is, you're motivated to worship Allah until your last breath. This is very important. Don't pay attention to the when aspect. Pay your full attention to what this night is all about. Even the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he was made to forget when this night was by Allah Azza wa Jal. You know, he came out to the companions, he was about to tell them when exactly Laylatul Qadr was, but there were two companions that were arguing. So Allah Azza wa Jal removed the knowledge of when Laylatul Qadr is from the mind of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You see what happened? You see the argument? The consequences of arguing? Knowledge was removed from this ummah. And if Allah Azza wa Jal wanted us to know when Laylatul Qadr specifically was, He would have told us. Just like we know when the day of Arafah is, and we know when the day of Ashura is. These are days we know, and they are virtuous days, and we know when they are. So if Allah Azza wa Jal wanted us to know when Laylatul Qadr is, He would have told us when. In addition to all this, the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was, when the 10 nights began, as Aisha radiallahu anha said, كَانَ إِذَا دَخَلَ الْعَشْرُ, that when the 10 nights would begin, شَدَّ مِئْزَرَهُ وَأَحْيَى لَيْلَهُ وَأَيْقَظَ أَهْلَهُ. Three things she described him as doing. He tightened his waist belt, which means that he would avoid sexual relations with his wives, even though it is halal to do that at night. But this is implying how serious he would take these nights. Not even al-halal, not even sexual desire, which is something halal, he wanted to pay attention to. He kept this away from him. And the next thing he would do, أحيا ليله, he would bring the nights to life. All the nights, the entire night would be filled with worship. إذن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم, who is the most knowledgeable concerning when Laylatul Qadr is, he himself would spend the entire night of the last 10 nights, or not even, in worship. And finally, he would wake his family up, and they would pray and they would worship with him as well. SubhanAllah.